What Makes a Soulmate? Written by Agender Agenda and read by K-Burb. This is a Murderbot fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the character of Art and is additionally tagged with Soulmates. Abbreviated summary. In which Art considers soulmates. I don't have soul marks, obviously. It's not possible for an AI, even an AI as advanced as I am. My crew do, though, and they talk about it regularly. It seems to be a particular cause of interest for humans. My understanding of how soul marks work is thus. 1. Humans are born with a series of soul marks. Each is a symbol representative of one of their soulmates. 2. Anyone can have any number of soulmates. 3. Soul marks begin white. However, when someone's soulmate dies, that soul mark becomes black. When someone meets their soulmate, that soul mark becomes colorful. Soul marks can be any color once two soulmates have met. 4. Many people never meet their soulmates. Approximately 73% of people can expect to meet at least one soulmate in their lifetimes. 5. Regardless of whether someone has met their soulmates, but especially when they have, soul marks are often made visible. This, of course, depends on the placement of these soul marks on their body. 6. Having a soulmate doesn't determine what your relationship with them will be. 7. However, in some cultures, it is not considered appropriate to enter a romantic relationship with someone not one of your soulmates. 8. In others, it is assumed that all soulmates are platonic, and entering into a romantic relationship with one of them is therefore disapproved of. 9. It has also been observed that in some cases, people with a passionate hatred for each other were soulmates. 10. Furthermore, being soulmates is not a guarantee that a relationship of any kind will last. 11. However, there is often pressure on soulmates to retain a close relationship of some kind. I also know this. 1. In the CR, soulmates are often used as leverage against each other. Sometimes this works. Sometimes it doesn't. 2. Many humans fail or struggle to understand a being without soul marks as truly intelligent. This is, of course, ridiculous. 3. On the other hand, some humans resent their soulmates and/or the existence of soul marks. However, I do not know. 1. Whether or not SecUnit has any soulmates. It conceals most of its skin, and therefore it is impossible to know. I do know that it dislikes when people inquire. 2. What having and meeting a soulmate is supposed to feel like. 3. Whether I would be soulmates with any of my crew, if I could have soulmates. 4. If anyone else wonders whether I would be their soulmate, if I could have soulmates. 5. Why it should actually matter whether or not two people are soulmates. 6. Why soulmates exist. The term soulmate reflects a belief in soulmates as more metaphysical than scientific. A limited number of studies has been done on soulmates and soul marks due to many people being uncomfortable with the notion. Miller and Hansen posit that soulmates are important to people due to widespread beliefs that they must be important, and therefore that, if someone was not told anything about the marks, they would not necessarily form any particular connection with their soulmates. Anderson, however, argues that the belief in soulmates as people who share an intrinsic, predestined bond must have originated from somewhere. Both of these arguments are well-reasoned, and the fact is, it is largely impossible to know which is true. Indeed, it is entirely possible that they both are. End log.